Good evening. I do want to really encourage everyone, if you've not yet picked up the Seek God for the City book, to do so. And someone said that I should say this, so I will. This is not a fundraiser. We're not making any money off of these. It covers the cost, and we've been able to bless three smaller churches whose finances are kind of unstable. We've been able to bless them and their membership with books, as well as we've spent much of today, as people were calling in that heard things on the radio station. I've been delivering books around to people today. So this is really a tremendous movement that's taking place in our community and in many, many other communities. And I just praise God for that. Please come alongside and be part of that. Almighty God, as we have come into your house this evening, as we move into this season, as we reflect upon our lives, may we also reflect upon your life. And in appreciation, may we do an honest reflection of our own lives, in appreciation of what you have done for us, so that we would not do anything out of tradition, we would not do it out of habit, we would not do it just because it's the thing to do, that we might participate in this season in order that we take a permanent step or permanent steps closer to you, that we change because we come closer to you. Be with us tonight. Grant us that we could hear your voice. In Jesus' name, amen. When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my richest gain I count but loss and poor contempt on all my pride. The season of Lent is a time, and you can make it what you and God decide that it is. There are many traditions, and they're not the same, and we come from many different backgrounds, but it is a time to look at our lives and to look at what Jesus has done for us. And to survey something is not to drive by and glance at it. To survey something is not to peruse it. It's not even to stand and just stare at it. It's more than just studying something, even. To survey something is to look at the length and the breadth, to determine the volume, to determine the cost, to determine the value. So when I say that to yourself, when I survey the wondrous cross, thousands of people died on crosses, but we don't wear crosses, we don't adorn our homes and places of worship with crosses because of the thousands that died on crosses. We hold up the cross because of the one who died, the one who made it wondrous. Because it was the Prince of Glory, the Son of the King of Glory. And who is the King of Glory? We just heard it. Who is the King of Glory? It is God Almighty. So on that tool of death and destruction, the Son of the King willingly lay down for you and for me. So when I survey that wondrous cross, I need to look at the cost of that cross. I need to look at the value of that cross for me. And then I can look at that stuff, those things that I have worked hardest for, that I've spent the most money on, that I have incurred the biggest debt for, that the big stuff that I have. And it's not just less than, but compared to the value of the cross, my richest gain is a loss. And that which I did to achieve it is contemptible when compared to the work of Christ. I pour contempt on my pride. We want to survey the cross. Look at the cost of the cross. Look at the value of the cross. And during this time of Lent, let us consider how our lives can be enriched by the presence of the Holy Spirit. What things can we do? How can we spend our time? How can we spend our energy to enrich our lives? And that there are things that we do, disciplines that we do, tithing and fasting and praying, that don't often seem like they would have value to those outside the faith. How can you spend money and still be taken care of? How can I spend more time and have more time? And I'm not going to try to explain it. I don't have a logical explanation. But have you ever had a child and you knew the food on the plate was something they would enjoy, but they're turning their nose up at it? You can't explain anything to them, but you just say what? Just try it. Just taste it. And the psalmist said, taste and see that the Lord is good. So what I'm asking is that you try it. Because God is faithful. If we reach out to Him, God is faithful. And in James 4, it addresses a similar thing. Do you think the Scriptures say without reason that the Spirit He caused to live in us envies intensely? Our spirit wants to be with God. It's what causes yearning that we try to fill with other things. But He gives us more grace. That is why the Scriptures say God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. Submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Come near to God and he will come near to you. That's a promise and it's truth that the Lord of the universe stands with his arms open wide, wanting to give you the bounties of heaven, wanting to pour blessings upon you. If we would just reach out, take a step toward him. And if you ask the question, how much closer can we get to God? It's always closer. How close are we to God? Not close enough. And this is a great season. This time between now and Easter is a great season to reflect upon the things that we do. And people give up things for Lent. And I like to say, get something for Lent. See, the idea is not just to stick something aside because it's something you do every year. So I'm not going to eat chocolate, or I'm not going to do this. It's okay to do those things, but when you give up something for God, He replaces it with something so much better and so much more. So find one of those disciplines and practice it. Give up a meal out during the week and take that money and help feed someone else. Give up that 6 o'clock rerun that you've seen 30 times and you watch it every single night. And sit down with your husband and your wife and your kids and spend some time in the Word. Spend some time in prayer together. Get up 15 minutes early and talk to God. He's awake. And He wants to hear from you. You won't waste a moment. You won't do without. God has his arms extended to you. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Survey, see the cost, and see the value. Amen. Father God, as Randy just prayed with me, so I pray for us all, that we would indeed be filled with your Spirit, and that we would be used by you during this season, that we would come closer to you, and as we're drawn closer to you, others would see. As we taste and see that you are good, as we respond, as we savor you in our lives, may the look on our face, may our countenance, may the way we talk, the way we act, reflect that something has changed in us, and that through us, others would be drawn to you. In Jesus' name, amen. As we prepare to close our service, I'm going to ask a favor, and that is, as you go home, don't go immediately and wash this off. Leave it at least until you're ready to go to bed. And as you're sitting around looking across the room at someone, as that speck might fall, you'll forget it's there, but then something will happen, or you'll go in front of a mirror and you'll see and remember that it's there. At that moment, look up at the cross. Look up at the cross. And see these ashes that represent the sin, my sin, that put Jesus on that cross. But then, when you do go and you're getting ready for bed and you go and you wash up and you wash your face, look up and see the true work of the cross. Look up and see what has been washed away, past, present, and future, cleansed by the blood of Christ. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you not just peace, but give you health and wholeness and harmony. May he give you shalom. Amen.